Welcome back.
Welcome back. Mind Over Movies, episode 6 for our first season here, Mind Over Movies. Been on for over a month now doing this show. These guys have been on the show at least 75 times at this point, right? Yeah. Alex
that
and
wasn't,
Joe
that
are
wasn't
back.
The initial plan.
No, the initial plan was to have different guests, and different guests will show up.
We'll just always be here.
It's just that, you know, it's like I want to have certain things to talk about for the guests that we get. I don't want to just use people to come on the show without having a specific thing that they're good at talking about. So these are our regular Joes and our regular Alexes for the thing, and of course our great engineer in the back there. And how is it this week? You all right this week?
I
have to ask Alex how he is this week.
True.
Oh, I'm well, thank
Very
you.
Nice, fantastic. And how you doing there?
Listen. The week got good.
You know, and you're a cinematographer, right? I mean, you're a pseudo cinematographer. I think you're going to love this. Before we like really get into the bulk of our show, I want to show you this.
Yeah, check this puppy out.
This is from Joe.
What do we got?
This is his father has laying in the garage. And
the attic.
Yeah. And I just think this is something you would love. Look at this.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's an HQ, high quality.
This is a HQ movie VHS recorder right here.
Man, by GE.
Built-in microphone.
Look at this thing.
I can't wait to try this baby. Yeah, we should start recording the show on this.
How many lux or whatever?
I have no idea, but I just feel like this. Right,
I'm pretty sure my dad acquired that in 1985.
Actually, I had one of those in 85.
I got one upstairs, but I'm pretty sure this one might work, actually. We're still going to have to try it out.
Why don't you leave it there on the desk?
Majority of my home movies were definitely filmed on that.
Look at that.
It might need batteries.
The VHS. VHS. It's a GE. When was the last time you've seen one of these things? Because you were relevant with these. You've probably had a chance to use these at one point.
My pops actually takes all the old VHSs and he's putting the DVD transfer. So,
oh, nice.
You know, I get to see all the memories, but it was filmed on one of those.
Let's jump into it. We got a lot to talk about today. First, we have to talk about our previous box office and our box office coming up. Past weekend box office. The big winner was Fury, $23 million. Gone Girl still doing strong. It now grossed over $100 million domestically.
Very
for
nice.
A drama, that's really good numbers for a movie like that. The Book of Life, that animated movie that we all know nothing about, that did 17.5.
And actually got good critically reviews, too.
Yes, very good critical reviews for it. Alexander and the whatever got $11 million. And the new Nicholas Sparks movie, the worst opening weekend for a Nicholas Sparks movie, did $10 million compared to the highest opening weekend Nicholas Sparks movie, which was Dear John with, I believe, Channing Tatum and Amanda Seyfried, I want to say, are in that
movie. Was that the one?
It was Dear John. I know Tatum's in it.
I'm glad that just means guys out there are finally sticking up for themselves and not taking
their girls
to see
these
horrible
movies. We're not going to see The Best of Me this week, and we're going to see Fury. You're going to sit through that, and that's about it.
I also think it was bad timing, too, for that movie. You know?
Yeah, in the October release.
Usually a February release is more...
Well, we all know the February release this year, that's just gonna kill box office records, which is going to be Fifty Shades
of
Grey.
Course,
I mean, it's coming out on Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's one of the New York Times bestsellers.
What way to show your love?
Hey,
how much you love
with?
Them?
Oh, absolutely.
It's seeing a movie about S&M.
Exactly.
With an exclusive track. From Beyonce.
That's right.
An exclusive version of
what
is it? Crazy in Love?
Crazy in Love.
So
recorded
dumb.
Some new version.
That is
if you didn't,
a selling
if you didn't
point,
want to
guys.
See it before, Lefty, now you want to see
that
it.
That was like the
dumb.
Big selling point of the trailer. It's like, hey, we have this trailer, and it has a new cut of Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Yeah.
And basically,
so
it's just
dumb.
Beyonce just yelling Crazy in Love.
They just slowed it down.
Crazy in Love.
They just slowed it down.
Sounds like
Did
Sinatra.
You read the books? Did you read the books?
No, I didn't read the books.
Did you read the books?
Is there more than one?
Who read the
books?
What guy read the books?
I was snooping, and apparently my
snooping?
My mom, I found the books in on sale.
Right.
And I don't know why she sounds like
so
that.
So what is it, like 50 it's Shades like, of Grey?
Like,
you
like
read them in?
No,
what's the name
no,
of
no.
these books?
60 Shades 50 of Grey.
No, there's like a whole what? Series of this.
How does it work?
I think one's
I don't read
50
them.
Shades of Freedom.
I think she
50
got
Shades
like,
Trilogy. Is
the
50
trilogy.
Shades of Grey,
yeah.
50 Shades of Dark, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed.
Yeah,
wow.
Well,
those are just horrible titles.
I couldn't get through the first couple.
Coming
of
out Valentine's Day, the trailer, like everybody's just going to go see this movie. This is going to be the biggest February open you'll ever see. And February is usually where you put your crap movies. So those that was the weekend box office, the best of me doing that number five spot with only $10 million. This weekend coming out, actually an early critically acclaimed movie, John Wick with Keanu Reeves, 90%.
He's
people
back.
People say it's good action, solid. It's 90% right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Some, yeah, yeah. Some solid reviews.
I think I'm back.
Some solid reviews for this movie, but I don't think it'll win the box office weekend because Huiji is coming out this weekend.
I'm telling you,
I'll be seeing that tomorrow.
You're going tomorrow?
I'm
going
to see it tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I'll go.
You got a date, for that?
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Well, because I want to see it, but I got...
What is it?
I got band practice.
Got band practice?
Yeah.
And also a movie that's out already, but it's going to be expanding nationwide, which is St. Vincent with Bill Murray. I'm waiting for Birdman to expand because I'm just hearing great things about this movie, and I think it's going to make a good run. I think Michael Keaton might get his best actor nod for it. Nice. Again, a lot to talk about. I want to spend a big portion of our show today on a specific topic. So let's get into the news real quick so we can move on to that. Joe, what do we got going on here? What's going on in the movie world these days?
Well, there's really nothing that drastic happening in the movie world right. this past week, but Netflix has announced they have purchased Bill Burr's animated series, F is for Family, is going to be hysterical, I think, because I love Bill Burr. Are you a Bill Burr fan? Or
Bill Murray just shows up in random places.
No, Bill Burr.
Oh.
Bill Burry. It's Bill Burry.
Wait, hold on.
Bill Burr.
I got it now.
Are you a Bill Burr fan or not?
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Really?
I don't watch movies.
I'm with him.
He's not in a lot of movies.
But
Bill Burr is
probably a top three comedian right now.
He was in episodes of Breaking Bad. Remember the guy who I don't even know how
to
describe
him.
He was a truck driver with the ginger hair. He's a comedian.
He's
one of the biggest comedians right now.
He's top three.
Like behind Louis C.K., he's got to be one of the top comedians.
He's up there.
I've heard the name, but I can't put a face to it.
Bill Burr. Well, we'll show you later.
And in addition to the movies getting converted to TV series, we have The Bachelor Party getting converted to a TV series.
Come on with this stuff already.
Scream obviously is coming there as well.
Scream Big, Uncle Buck.
I thought you might find this interesting. You know, this Guardians of the Galaxy, biggest box office movie this summer, great, fantastic superhero film. They actually released the soundtrack on cassette tape. Because in the movie, it's in a cassette.
That's, awesome.
That's part of the movie. They actually released that on cassette.
Do you have
any cassette players in your attic?
Maybe we can play it through here. We got
to
try.
I have to check if I
did. Did any of you guys have Walkmans growing up?
I didn't have a Walkman.
I had a Walkman when I was about 6 or 7 years
old.
Yeah,
that's
Walkman.
True.
You probably had the Discman.
I had the Walkman.
I had a Discman, too.
I definitely had that. So let's talk about Fury a little bit. Good movie. I'm not going to say this was a stellar movie. I think the action scenes were incredible. They were one of the best that I've seen in the war movie. War movies tend to never be bad. Like, they're usually pretty good. I haven't really seen a bad war flick. I think where this movie lacks is the characters. I was not blown away by Brad Pitt. I was blown away by Shia LaBeouf, John Bernthal. Logan didn't really do much for me either. I think it was a good movie, but the characters just didn't have enough depth to them, and they didn't have enough backstory. And Joe, you said something the other day about these characters where you couldn't root for them.
Yeah, I liked it a little more than you did. I mean, I personally, but I think I would have loved it a little bit more if you were able to feel for the characters and you couldn't root for the team. Like, there was certain things holding you back. I'm not going to spoil anything, but, like, the way the characters were, you couldn't really root for them. I mean, you could root for them because they're America, but you couldn't root for them because their personalities, which weren't likable characters.
Yeah, their personalities were too flawed in this movie. They were, you know, some of them were, like, you know, monsters.
I feel like if I was in that army with them, I wouldn't like a lot of them, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't... John Brando was just a flat-out asshole.
He was. He was fantastic in his performance. And I think Shia LaBeouf was really, really good. I really, really loved that. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Did you guys see that video of him talking about this great story. About how he got arrested at Cabaret. It's this fantastic story. I like Shia LaBeouf a lot more because of hearing that
story. He got a disorderly conduct summons.
I understand that, but he's an A-list celebrity.
Yeah,
if you get
still,
a disorderly conduct summons, you know mind the movie.
Did you see the story on
I read through it on whatever.
you didn't watch it?
No.
It came through his Telegram.
It's funny.
That's how he read.
You have to watch it. It's funny. This just in. We have a new...
I want to talk a little bit about TV real quick. We talked about a Bachelor Party coming to TV. Mulaney, Got a shortened season. It filmed 13 episodes. It's expected to get canceled.
Oh.
It's not going to make it the full. It looks like
poor bastard.
Lionsgate and Tribeca. A lot of people are talking about these new video on demand services. Lionsgate, who's made a ton of great films over the past few years, is teaming with Tribeca to make a video on demand. It's going to be called the Tribeca Shortlist. It's going to have Lionsgate content, Tribeca content, and also there is going to be a new Bewitched show. New Bewitched show that will have the granddaughter of whoever the Bewitched was. I think it was Samantha, her name is. And Eli Roth is taking over Cabin Fever again.
Yeah, word for word.
Word for word.
A word for word.
The last time a word for word remake was Psycho in about 1999 or 1997. Vince Vaughn, Anne Hesh. Horrible movie. Gus Van Sant did it, I believe. Yeah. It was a horrible, horrible. You would think word for word, scene for scene, it would be pretty close, but my God, this movie was abysmal.
That's what's doubting. I mean, is there any question about Vince Vaughn as a serious actor in that movie, or? Because that's what's doubting me about True Detective a little bit with that. You know what I mean?
That's the thing with Vince Vaughn. There's certain actors that can cross over extremely well from comedy to drama. Robin Williams is a great example. Jim Carrey can cross over pretty well.
I agree.
Ben Stiller proved he could
do it. Ben Stiller can do it too. Vince Vaughn has tried it a couple of times. Adam Sandler, I believe that too.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love, I think he's great in Spanglish. Yep. Rain Over Me, he's another guy who can cross over very well. I don't know about Vince Vaughn. I think he's just...
All right, listen to Savannah.
Yeah, I don't know if he makes the transition. So that's why True Detective is going to be a little interesting. Mm. And who else in True Detective? Rachel McAdams, right?
Rachel McAdams and Colin Farrell. Yeah.
Wow, it's an interesting cast. What do you think about Colin Farrell? I'm always on the fence
about
Colin.
I think he's... really underrated. I think when he got really popular,
right,
like around the Daredevil time,
exactly.
You know, he just it seemed like he took any role that came to him.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And he started making these really bad films.
It's very
but
Scottish.
When you look at like his indie films, like I think In Bruges is fantastic.
Well, yes,
and his performance in that is wonderful. I think he's an underrated actor.
And
I think
Seven Psychopaths. I think everybody should see Seven Psychopaths.
I agree.
Who directed it?
I believe the same guy who did Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah,
his name's Martin McDonough. Something like that. He just did a play with Daniel Radcliffe as well.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's it for pretty much news. Also, they have where was it? Happy birthday to Jeff Goldblum and Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Great birthdays. People who I think who are definitely some great character actors of our time. All right, I want to talk about something. We have to get really serious here for a second. And I want you to just dim the lights here because this is a very, very serious.
No, for real, dim the lights.
I know there's a lot of issues surrounding the world today, but this needs to be talked about. This needs to be discussed.
What is it?
And that is movie theater etiquette. Okay. People need to know some do's and don'ts in the movie theater. Because I go to the movies literally 60 times a year. I'm not joking. That's a true number. Last year, I went to the movies 50 times a year. I'm already at 36 or 37. And my numbers always jump up to the 50s or 60s. Come around. That would annoy the hell out of me in a movie theater. Okay?
You know. I've done this.
The first thing I think we should all start with is the cell phones at movie theaters.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so you're on your cell phone in the movie theater. There's one thing. I understand that people these days have the attention span of a squirrel, but there's one thing that you can do to at least help out your fellow people.
Man.
Dim the damn brightness.
Especially
brightness.
With the size of these phones now.
Yeah.
I mean, the phones have gotten bigger.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm getting a text message.
I'm trying to do a show.
It's like we're filming a commercial.
No, you got to dim these phones. It's so
God.
First of all, if your phone is at the minimum brightness in the dark, it's going to be perfectly able to be seen. You'll be fine. The sound's got to go off. I do not want to hear "Who Let the Dogs Out" come over the ringtone for that thing.
And second of all, what are you doing here from 1999?
Well, that's true. That's true. I didn't think about that. Alex, what bothers you in the movies? What really grinds your gears in the movies? And I want you all to think about this because this is really, you know, this is a problem. It's taking over America. This is a $5 billion a year industry. They sell millions and millions of tickets. So that's millions of people that I got to be worried about sitting in my movie theater with me. I don't want that. Alex.
Okay, so I went to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, great movie.
What was it, a couple months ago? And there was a group of kids behind,
God, they're the worst.
Maybe two, three rows behind me.
They're the worst.
That were just doing commentary on every... And they were picking like the most serious moments to find hysterical. They were just laughing. talking about.
See, but like,
you know,
you expect that
he did it now. Oh no, no,
oh,
no, Koba.
Watch that monkey.
Yeah, look
watch
what
that
did.
Monkey.
Oh, you can't trust him. Like, come on.
When
like,
you go see a kids movie, you expect that. You know, you can't like be cartoon mad. But when you see a movie like that, it's like. Stop
yeah,
right
it's absolutely it's appalling these kids. That's why I don't go to certain movie theaters on certain nights because I'm like that's going to be a teenage crap. No, there's no babies in the movie theater, you idiot. Turn that off, please, Joe. What bothers you in the movie theater?
You know?
What bothers you in the movie theater?
One thing that started bothering me recently is that whenever there's a new movie released and it's a you know big enough crowd, I can't stand when people don't the one space seat. Rule.
Yeah. The unwritten rule.
It's like a subway.
When you sit down next to somebody, leave one space with you. Don't leave two spaces.
Right.
Because we're trying to get everybody into the
right.
The
we're trying to pack them in.
And the other thing.
I understand that you don't want to sit next to human beings, but.
Me and you experienced this
yes.
a couple
oh,
weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Cough attacks.
Right.
Oh, well,
cough attacks.
Well, listen,
only
listen,
so much
listen.
No, no, no.
Listen.
No, no, no. First of all, this
if
was a cough listen. Attack.
Coughing.
Right.
Get out of the
yeah,
theater.
Yeah, but what if you have asthma?
No, this guy was coughing on Skittles.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about me because I had a little
no.
bit of Gone Girl.
No,
I go,
no, no.
No.
Well, you're
no.
just an old man. It doesn't matter.
No, this man was just ruthless. And then he would whisper to his wife.
Oh, no, watch this. No.
It wasn't whispering.
Watch.
Well, yeah, he had.
This is whispering.
He had a very deep tone.
This guy was like, this guy's going to lose the money now. Here he goes. This guy's going to lose the money. Here he goes.
Oh,
look at this guy.
Yeah, watch now.
He lost the money. What's happening?
Oh, look. There he goes. Yeah. There he goes. Yep.
Like a fat,
I told you.
Well,
drunk,
hold on.
Drunk Robert De Niro.
And he fought with somebody after the movie was over, too.
Wow.
And you would think because
I was like, shut up. And then the guy heard him. He's like, what
well,
did you say
to
me?
I have a question after I
we
get,
were at
I get
the,
through
we
mine,
were at
so.
The dining theater, by the way. So
yeah.
This is the theater where there's food. This guy kept ordering food. He sent back a milkshake because he said it tasted like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
He said it 15 times.
Yep.
He's like, I can't. This is too smooth. This is
chocolate milk.
You can take it back. Take it back. And then he sent back something else because it was ice cold. It was like a cheesecake or something.
Yeah.
What are you ordering cheesecake for at an AMC
you
diner?
You cheesecake
and he had a glass of a Chardonnay.
He said it was frozen.
I swear to God.
He said the cheesecake was frozen.
Milkshake and Chardonnay?
Milkshake. I'm not
this
even joking with
mess.
You, Alex. He's with
mess.
His wife. He wound up even almost getting into a fight
you know what he
after?
Said to the guy afterwards? He said, believe me, this wouldn't be the first time I knock somebody out because they run their mouth to me.
Well, I mean, a guy shot people in the movie theater last year.
Well, yeah, that's because of insane.
Yeah, but that was an insane person.
It was because, but he
that
said
last
they
year.
Were
it was like 2-3
they
years
were talking
ago.
In the movies.
2012.
What? Come on,
and
you're talking
and
about the Colorado.
Joker? Yeah, Joker? The guy was talking in the movies. No, not the
the Joker.
Oh, last year in
last
Florida,
year
right?
In Florida.
There was a shooting. The guy
was
he was talking, and he was
cop.
On the phone. He wanted
retired
to get the phone.
Cop.
Right, a retired cop.
Well,
shot.
Listen, but we should have brought him on the show today.
Right, sure. I don't know where he is.
Well, how about this? If you get cursed when you sit down, if you get cursed with the squeaky chair,
right.
and it's too late to change your seat. Don't fucking move. Am I allowed to curse on this thing
chair
or no?
No, you're fine.
Don't move.
Yeah, the squeaky
because,
chair is always a problem.
And listen, you know, you just deal with it. You know, you can't. What are you going to do? You can't move your seat anymore. If the people are in. Just stay still. Don't try to. You could move around. You know, when it gets loud.
Right.
But when it's dialogue time.
Let me just say this. One of my pet peeves. First of all, I don't tend to go to movies on Friday nights anymore because there are obviously these crowds. I tend to go to movies Thursday nights during the week. That's when I really see the movies because there's really like nobody there. But you still get annoying people. I don't like the foot over the chair thing.
Well, yeah. Mm.
Wait, I know
what?
You
wait,
like
wait,
to do
wait,
that
wait,
a lot.
Wait, wait,
that's the thing.
But
what?
Joe
the what?
At least cups it. Well, this see, is like this. I can't even do it on here.
Here's the thing about the foot in the chair.
Go ahead.
If you walk into the theater and you see somebody's feet in the chair and there are other seats available, you don't sit in that person's chair.
Right. What are you doing?
The AMC pre-show animation. Go ahead, continue.
But when
it's ridiculous.
See, when you I can't even think anymore.
Come on, shut it off, man.
Oh, come on, you gotta have
muted.
Some background. You know what I'm saying?
AMC, at least play Let's All Go to the Lobby. Let's All Go to the Lobby. You should play that.
Don't play it.
Wait until
it.
It's your turn
Don't
to talk
play
to play. You think this engineer would get this down by now?
You know,
six.
It's only the sixth show.
You can't put your feet up. You can't go behind somebody and put your feet up.
What do you mean?
If someone's in front of you when you want to sit down,
right.
And you sit down your seat, And now someone's in front of you. You can't put your feet up.
So let's say there's a row here, and I'm in the row and behind it.
Right.
How many seats can I, like, I don't do the feet up thing. I don't do it. That's where you put your feet on top of the next, on the chair in front of you, and you, like, put your feet, you just lounge.
Basically. I do it a lot.
You lounge with your feet up.
No, but that's why you
I like
to
Joe
the
because
I,
Joe cups it. The seat.
Yeah.
And he makes it, like, as if the seat was, like, instead of going like this.
Oh, he does the
Joe
knee?
Joe will go like this. And push back that other chair.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what I kind of like. I'm like, all right, Joe, that's fine. But there are some people who just go up like this on the seat in front of them. Like, what the hell, man? Mm-hmm. What if somebody in back of you can't see? What if nobody wants to smell your feet right sitting in that seat like that? Yeah. So that's why I like when Joe cups it. But besides that, don't put your damn feet on the seat.
You know that there's a snacking issue, too. Some snacks are really loud.
Yeah, some snacks
you know,
are. Some
like
snacks
nachos
are.
Nachos and.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You know, I like to get. I love Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
You know,
I like Reese's Pieces,
I love
too.
Reese's Pieces. That's something I need to have
when I go
to the movies.
I agree.
But I make sure that box of Reese's.
Cut the music. Alex is trying to talk.
Come on, man.
But he's talking about snacking.
Could you lower
this
it?
Is a cut. You know this? This is a cut.
Yeah, but you make it so.
This is go. I went like this. Cut it.
But it's we're on. He's talking about snacking.
I don't care. I'm trying to hear him listen to talk about snacking. Thank you.
Yeah. So I make sure that I have my Reese's Pieces box finished.
this is why I don't go to the movies with them.
Yeah. Finished before the movie starts.
They are very,
because
very.
When you pour them out, it's like a rattle.
See, but that's why they give you the boxes.
Popcorn's okay. Popcorn's okay.
Popcorn doesn't make.
But then
much
you
noise.
Got the people who bring in stuff to the right, movies. Yes, they'll bring in a beer, a Bud Light, and they'll snap.
I have hence, and then you, and then.
That's all you'll hear at the end of the movie. Like, what are you doing?
I bring beer into movies.
What about the people who like to leave their row
during the movie?
During the movie, I would think that
right here,
empty
right
your
here,
bladder before
right
the
here.
Movie
he
starts.
Went to the movie one time.
Not really. He really doesn't go.
Anytime I go to the movies, you got that guy who's like,
if you have,
excuse me.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then there's always somebody else following behind.
Yeah, I know. And then what happens if they leave? After they leave, what happens?
No. You know what happens? After you leave, you can't even concentrate on the movie because you're waiting for them to come back.
You're waiting for them to come back.
See, but if you have an active bladder, overly active.
You should sit at the end.
Over 50 years old or have an overactive bladder, sit at the end of the rows.
And see a doctor. You should probably see a doctor.
See a doctor first before you go to the movies.
Get there early enough. Get an end seat.
Right. And, get there early. Find your seat. I'm always there early, folks. I'm always there nice and early. I find my nice seat.
And stop sipping the giant soda you got.
Are you guys okay with texting during previews? I kind of am. I feel like trailers are available to anybody.
Yes.
You could see any trailer online. The movie you can't see online, you know, unless you bootleg it.
Yeah.
But you can see any trailer online. I'm
these rules don't apply during the previews. They apply
when movies start.
When lights dim. And movie starts.
Okay.
See, one thing about previews, though, when you go with your friends, it's like a sense of a fraternity when you watch these previews. It's like, wow, guys, you see that?
Right.
You
it's know, a good talking time. It's
like
it's
this.
A good talking time.
It's like this. The trailer's on. When it's done, everyone does one of these.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa, I can't wait to
make
see
eye
that.
Contact.
Whoa.
Yes.
Don't mind if I do.
That's the old Dane Cook segment.
Nobody ever gets in trouble for talking during the previews. People get in trouble for talking during the movie.
What about... Is there a certain time that you should just give up and not show up if you're like you're 23 minutes into the movie and then you got that person. Excuse me.
You should really give up or sit in the front because that's your punishment.
Oh,
for
the punishment is the front.
You got to.
But why do they even put that chair there?
They need
there.
To get rid of those.
Why
seats,
do they put
man.
Those chairs there?
Those are the worst. I've sat in there like maybe three times in my life. Those are the worst seats
those
ever.
Are the worst seats.
Nobody enjoys those seats. You're sitting like this the
actually,
whole time.
Listen. You want to know what bothers me? You're sitting there and you're enjoying the film and you're eating your popcorn. You're sitting back and everything's great. Nobody bugs you. And you look over and someone's getting a blowjob.
What?
Okay.
That's
never happened?
That never happened.
You never see. Well, you go into the wrong theater.
No. Usually those people sit in the back and you let them be
I like to sit in the back.
I've never seen that in
you
a
You never saw somebody catch one?
A thousand times more movies than you.
I mean, I don't like to talk about my business.
Pee Wee Herman goes to. That's why.
Yeah.
Anybody? That's what it is.
You never.
Yeah, you're at the wrong movie theaters, man. You gotta stop going. You gotta stop going to Highland.
Listen, in
the 70s, I used to go to the ones in Times Square. They were the Nickelodeons.
Yeah, the nickel theaters. Those were the nickel theaters. 70s. You go, yeah, I know.
70s. What were you?
He wasn't alive in the 70s.
Around something.
He wasn't alive in the 70s. So previews, it's all right to talk a little bit, text a little bit, but once that movie starts, you got to show a little courtesy.
Absolutely.
Don't put your feet on the chair.
Well, you can if someone's in front of you.
Right. If it's absolutely necessary to text, lower the damn brightness on your phone. If you need to talk to your boo or bae or something like that.
Don't say that to her again. Just don't ever say that.
We don't bae.
Don't say that nonsense.
When you come into the theater and someone has their feet up on chairs, try not to purposely sit in that chair.
Right. Yeah, no, that would be a good thing, too.
Sit in a different chair.
Also, you know, I don't see a lot of people Instagram that they're at the movies. I think I'd like to see more people do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more people say hashtag Fury at the movies with my homies. Take a selfie.
With my homies.
Selfie at the theater.
Well, when we saw
movie that's selfies. Involved. What was it? That'll be involved in Sogo.
When we saw Gone Girl, the girls in front of us Instagrammed.
That's true.
They also brought in nachos and salsa dip, and it smelled really good. They had a party. They didn't share.
You should have asked them.
They didn't offer to share. If you're going to bring nachos and salsa to the theater, share.
Well, they have salsa.
Everyone can smell it.
They
have
salsa.
Want some.
What if you had like a half empty popcorn? Should if you're done with the popcorn, I'm done with that. Should you pass it around to some other people in the theater?
No, we're trying to, because people lick their fingers.
Could you imagine that? Popcorn, but
that'd be the most awkward conversation in the world.
You know what's a great.
Popcorn if you want.
If you ever want to do like a solid like 5 minutes of comedy, if you want to do like some stand-up, you should go to a packed movie theater. Come before the movies when people are starting to settle in. You could do a solid 5 minute comedy routine in front of everybody, in front of the theater.
That's true.
You should try that.
Well, my question is, do you think they should enforce these rules? Do you think that
I don't think they can. It's impossible.
Well, why not?
You would need somebody in every movie theater.
It's private property. They got the flashlights. It's a business. They can say, you got
to
go.
No, you need people in every movie theater in order to see that. They don't even check your
tickets. What's the
remember
gym?
Back in the day, they used to check your tickets at the theater itself. Before you go into that theater, they used to check your tickets. They don't do that
what's
anymore.
What's the gym that has the alarm if you're grunting?
Planet Fitness.
They should have something like that in the theaters where anybody in a movie theater can go and
pull an alarm.
That would be a little more distracting.
Right.
Because what about the guys sitting in row 20 that's not being affected by it?
But there's a spotlight, and you can move the spotlight and hit those people and everybody.
There's no spotlights in movies.
What's up with the guy that just walks up the stairs and comes right back down? What does that guy do? What is he doing with that flashlight?
What the hell is he doing?
What are they doing there? They got a flashlight. They go like
they don't even look for anything.
And then they walk back down.
I'll tell you this. I think that based on the shit movies, not all, that have been in the theaters, they should give us 1950s pricing, because $19 at the Menlo Park Dining Theater is absurd.
First of all, it's not $19.
What is it?
It's like $12 or $14.
No, it's no. Look it up. It's more than that.
Maybe sometimes $18.50 for the cinema suites.
Yeah,
or
but,
something
but
like
still.
That. But you're sitting in a luxurious seat that revolves back.
I can go to Route 18.
Okay, so
on
do
Route
that.
1 South and pay $11.
So
and,
do that then,
and get a discount. The
so do that.
Well, maybe I will. I don't like going to movies with you anyway.
What do you guys feel about the dining theater? Have you guys all experienced the dining
theater?
Yes,
and I won't eat there. It's crap.
Yeah,
you know
the
what they
food
do?
Is
they,
absolute shit.
They go, oh, you want chicken fingers? Get my chicken fingers. The guy gets a bag from Costco, and he puts it in the microwave. Beep, beep. Here's your chicken fingers are running.
That food is shit.
$17, please. And then I got a drink there once, and it was some mixed cocktail drink, and they were like, one cocktail. And it was like...
Bored down,
like
right?
half the thing of whatever I had, and it was like soda. And I'm like, this is.
Did they shout it out when they made it too?
$17.
Did they shout it out?
Yeah,
I don't see the appeal.
Like live, I Love Lucy.
I don't see the appeal of the dining.
No, I personally enjoy it a lot.
Stupid.
I mean, especially
I would like it if the food was good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I really don't go much these days because the food is just really not that good.
And also
like, there's
to
only...
eat to eat on the table, you have to lean all the way forward.
Yeah,
that's
true.
If just the thing was in front of you, it would be a lot easier.
Not, it's bad lighting.
And you know what? And those dining theaters, you want to know the hardest part about the dining theaters?
What?
You can't get a blowjob.
Oh, my God. This guy. You can't get a blowjob.
Today's show took a little bit of a weird turn.
Yeah, I mean, once you start talking about movie theater etiquette, folks, you know, you just never know where it goes.
That's when all the ratings
we've
got
not
the window.
Gone down this road before.
Alanis Morissette did it.
Aye.
You know?
Did she really?
Yeah, well, do you never heard the song?
No. No, I don't want to hear it.
People at home, listen to that song.
She talked about that song. What's it called?
No, she blew Joey Gladstone in the theater.
Dave Coulier did it for a while.
So Alanis Morissette is performing incorrect movie etiquette, and anybody who watches this episode,
this movie theater etiquette. You know, I'd like to really, we need to like find a movie theater to let us go film these, like a movie theater etiquette skit in their one of their theaters. We need to find one that'll let us do that.
Well, I know of a local Staten Island.
I bet you do.
Yeah, right.
So that's it. Any other gripes or griefs with movie theaters, with moviegoers? There's just the loud, you're always going to get that. You know, yeah. It just stinks because there's just always going to be a loud, obnoxious person. I like the loud, obnoxious people in horror movies, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think those are fun.
What about the matinee where you want to save money versus...
I mean, there's really no matinees anymore. I mean, the prices are really the same. It's $1 off, you know?
It's actually Highland. Highland? UA.
Yes, oh, UA right. Highland. It's like $6.
Yeah.
Well, they need the
they
money
They need it
there,
bad.
Okay?
Why don't you just
I would
that
buy
place.
That place out. Yeah. I would make it the most amazing theater
there's
you've
like
ever seen.
There's like four theaters there. There's four
theaters. No, there's more than that.
I've been to one or two there. I've been to
more than four.
Five?
I think it's
like seven or eight.
No, it's five.
No, there's they
have UA Highland 5. It's UA Highland 5.
That's what that means?
Yes.
The number. Five theaters.
Stadium 16 is 16 theaters.
Come on.
I had no idea about that. I thought it was just like you know, Burger King store number 711. No, you know?
No,
I didn't know that meant that.
What do you think? Is this a special number?
I thought it was a special like oh, hey,
do
Jim,
you
got to go to
you
store
think we
16,
have the fifth
you know?
Movie ever? The fifth movie theater ever on Highland Boulevard?
I just thought it was, yeah.
What was the one called by the bowling alley? 12, right? I think there was a 12.
Yeah.
Stadium 12.
There was one down by where Starbucks and Five Below and Boston Market is No. The one that's near Highland Boulevard in Newdorp. There was a movie theater. They shut it down.
So yeah. I think we went over our etiquette for today. I feel very,
I think we
very
went
happy.
Over our time.
Oh,
today.
I think we went way over our time. That's it for episode 6. Next week is the Halloween episode. We will be here in costume talking about our favorite scary movies.
Check out the other episodes too.
There will be a review of Ouija next week. Also, check out definitely check out the past few episodes. Episodes 1 through 5 are up. We'll see you next week, folks. Go watch movies, enjoy movies, and be courteous in the movies. Have good movie theater etiquette. Bye-bye, folks.
No blowjobs. No.